Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
High noon in the District of Columbia, and we are fired up to get on the Rude Guest Hotline and welcome in Joe Theismann. Joe T joins us now. How are you, sir? What's going on?
Good, JP. AB, how are you?
I'm good, Joe. What's happening, man?
Oh, just trying to work on my golf game. You know that.
Oh, man.
I shot a tidy little
44
on 9
holes. Yo, when I grew up, I
want
to be just like you, man.
Without all the pieces being put back together, I hope.
I got a few broken spots.
Joe, obviously it's been a really busy week in the NFL. I want to start with the football, and then maybe we talk some stadium after that. But
sure.
As a former quarterback, how much must Jaden like it to see the team address so much the offensive line in this offseason?
I think he's got to be very excited. I mean, obviously that, you know, you get a chance to see it doing OTAs and mini camps and then on through training camp to see it develop. But I think just the pieces that have been put together, the job that Adam has done and Dan has done of laying the foundation for this football team going forward. We were a very young football team a year ago. And now with the draft and some of the acquisitions that we've made, and, you know, Larry coming in, you're thrilled to be able to see what the team is doing to try and win football games. It isn't just for Jaden because, it's, you know, you've got the running game that you have to look at as well. And how good are we going to be able to run the football, which is something I think we need to do better than we did a year ago and have it not be just a quarterback position. But I think he's got to be very excited.
But, Joe, looking at the fact they had Coleman last year, they just drafted Rod Connolly, tackles that may end up playing different positions than when they played. The new era of the NFL gets the best five players out there. You know, Jacoby was one of those guys, even back in your day, where Joe moved around, right?
No, not really. Jake played the left tackle position most of the time.
Did he move the guard Jake later was, in my years?
In your years, yeah. He did. Yeah, I think he just moved him inside a little bit. But when I had him, it was all left tackle. And, of course, Russ was the left guard. Mark was the right guard. George Stark was the right tackle. And Jeff was the center. That was pretty consistent for me when I had him. You know, when the Hogs were originally created, I think it was just the foundation. There wasn't a lot of rotation, but there was a lot of stability. And the guys stayed healthy. You know, that was one of the big things I saw in our football team a year ago. We had a lot of guys stay healthy and play a lot of football. That had not happened in previous years. But, yeah, I think what they're looking at now is basically you look at a guard that can play center. You look at a big guard that can play tackle. You look at tackles that can play both sides. Because this old theory about right tackle, left tackle, to me, is out the window because with the formations that everybody uses today offensively, both tackles are on an island. Whether you're on the left or the right, you still have an open end outside of you. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of times do you have tight ends lined up next to you. So, and that's the skill set that I think that Adam's looking for and that the team's looking for is versatility. I think when Dan came here, that was one of the things he stressed was we want guys that can play different positions, and that's what they're getting.
Yeah, I agree. Talking with Joe Theismann here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Of course, you can follow Joe at Theismann number 7. What do you think about, I don't know if you saw any of them, I know you live in Virginia, the Tech kid, the Hokie, the receiver they got, 4.3 speed, going to return punts. I think that's at least an exciting player from this haul.
Having, of course, Mitch and I are you know, we're former kick returners,
yeah.
So we appreciate, hey, I got a pretty good, my average is almost 10 yards per punt return.
That's pretty good.
I'll put that up there. I mean, never had Mitch's elusiveness and toughness and strength. I was more a scared kid running back there, running from big people.
Hey, Joe, hell, that's what I was.
I think it's a great addition. I mean, we tend to focus on, you know, defensive backs, defensive linemen, offensive linemen, wide receivers in that position. But the special teams that somebody – that's the way you make a football team. That's how you make a football team, is how you perform on special teams. And it isn't just the flat-out speed that someone has. It's the quickness, I think, when it comes to being able to return kicks. That was one – you know, Darryl Green had a rare combination of both. We never used him until we got to the playoffs.
Yep.
But he had the ability not only to be able to run fast, but he could make people miss, and he went from 0 to 60 in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this young man's got that kind of potential.
So Darryl's like an electric car, instantly running.
Joe, I looked up your numbers. 1974, 15 punt returns for 157 yards, 10.5 yards per pop. Only two in 70. That was the end. There were two more in 75.
He became a quarterback then. It's kind of hard to be a punt returner.
I want
to
ask you a question, and forgive me for not knowing this. Why did they have you returning punts?
It was, I tell you, if you got a second.
I'm interested.
A second. Okay. 5 hours later, Joe Theismann, JP, and Mitch are still talking about something. But anyway, so in 1974 against the Giants, Kenny Houston, Kenny was our punt returner, and he got hurt. And I was standing next to George, and See, after practice, I just didn't go in. I stayed out and threw balls. I stayed out and caught punts. I mean, I returned punts in college my first 7 games at Notre Dame. Mm. And then I returned some kicks in the Canadian Football League. And so when I got to the Redskins, it was like, hey, you know, I'll just take the jug machine and go out and just catch balls because I loved football. I loved every part of football. So I'm standing sort of off George's right shoulder, and Kenny Houston gets hurt. And I said, Coach, Kenny's hurt. You want me to go in? He says, go ahead. And I go running by him. He turns to Paul Lanham, our special teams coach. He says, what's he doing out there? You just sent him in return. You just sent him in to return punts. Get him off the field. And George was, if you could prove something to George, he would stay with you. That's all it was. It was all about proving yourself. And so my first punt was against the Giants. And then almost broke one against the Cowboys and almost broke one against the Rams. But it was people have asked me, you know, if you could go back and play football, if the good Lord gave you the ability to stay healthy, what would you do? Let me return punts. I mean, it's the most exhilarating thing in the world. There's so many different aspects to it. I watch, and guys use gloves today and everything else. We didn't use gloves. I used to try and catch the ball behind my back. I used to, I mean, all kinds of different ways to catch it. Just try and perfect your trade. But I absolutely loved it. That's how I wound up on the field. I proved to George I could do it.
That's really cool. You mentioned something there. We don't have time for this, but if you haven't heard Jameis Winston describing punt returns, you should make sure you track that down.
Yes.
It's pretty wild.
Everything Jameis says wild.
I do want to transition, though, to RFK Stadium. Talking with Joe Theismann here on the Rude Guest Hotline, a legendary Super Bowl winning quarterback for the Burgundy and Gold. And, Joe, you narrated this video that came out Monday morning from the Commanders and from Muriel Bowser. It was a really powerful video, striked a lot of nostalgia. And, you know, I find you kind of a really, really compelling figure in the history of RFK Stadium because undoubtedly you won a ton of games there and quarterbacked Super Bowl teams. That's where you played your home games and a record-breaking offense. But you also experienced, I mean, truly like personal heartbreak there when your career ended. What did it mean to you for Washington to reach out in this capacity?
It was a terrific honor. I appreciated the opportunity to have a chance to do the video. I thought the video was so well put together and so well done. Kudos to the production units that put it together. I thought it captured so much of the city. It captured the enthusiasm. It captured the excitement of what the past was. But then it also moved into the future of what it's going to be and what it can do to the Anacostia area and that whole area down. I never realized, you know, Mitch knows this too. When you drove up, all we saw was the parking lot and the stadium.
Yep.
I didn't know how much land was around RFK. I didn't know how much land was around RFK until I did the show with Peyton Manning. We did Peyton Place down there.
Oh, cool.
Larry Brown, Daryl Green, Mark Mosley, Jeff Bosick, myself. But I had no idea how much property was around there. And I think it's going to be sensational. But the video sort of blended the past and took a look into the future of what we can do in the city down there. And, you know, it's sort of gone full circle. There were generations here that didn't really understand it isn't that they didn't understand how important the fans were, but the proximity of the fans to us at RFK, I mean, they were right there. I talked to a number of guys that played on different teams, and they said, listen, we hate playing at RFK Stadium. It's the one stadium in the National Football League we hate to play in because the fans are right there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're probably going to wind up with a smaller stadium than they build. They're building smaller stadiums now, so the intimacy will come back a little bit more. But, and again, you know, Josh, you know, he's a Maryland guy. I mean, this was where he grew up. This was where he watched his football. And so I think it's exciting to have ownership, you know, really take this kind of an interest and say, this is where we want to be. And Mayor Bowser, thank you so much for, you know, being there. Of course, President Biden had to sign some paperwork to be able to make it happen. So a lot of different things came together for us to be able to have the opportunity to put the stadium there. And, you know, I guess at $4 billion or so, you can build one heck of a house.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. What do you know, be a Maryland guy trying to take care of the city?
But, Joe, what you, like, we always ask fans about their favorite memory moment and stuff like that. You know, JP mentioned a few things, but do you have a moment that is your absolute favorite from RFK?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's my favorite in football, even more so than the Super Bowl. It's the 1983 NFC Championship game against the Dallas Cowboys. We're beating the Cowboys. I'm standing on the sidelines at the end of the game, and literally the fans are pounding their feet on these seats. They brought in some aluminum seats to create capacity and everything. And I'm standing on the sidelines, and the people are pounding their feet, and literally the ground beneath my feet is shaking. And that was so unreal to think that there was that much power and that much energy in that stadium that it could affect the earth beneath my feet. I just, every time people ask me what's the game you remember the most, certainly you remember a Super Bowl and having a chance to win it. That's, you know, goes without saying. But to beat the Cowboys at our place with the fans doing what they were doing, that memory stays with me forever.
I bet. Talking with our friend Joe Theismann here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Of course, you can follow Joe at Theismann7, Theismann, in case you're born under a rock and don't know how to spell
Theismann. Thank you.
Joe, for a place that obviously means so much to you, for you to volunteer your time with the Commanders and do the work on the video and do Peyton's Place on that, you know, to go to back to RFK to show it to Peyton Manning. We don't know, but I'm going to choose optimism on the DC council vote. I'm going to choose optimism because it costs the same. It's what SVP always says. What will it feel to you to walk back in there for a football game with the burgundy and gold on the field?
It'll be a flashback in memories. It'll be just really to pull into that parking lot. The couple of times I've been there for different shows and different things that I've done, and just to pull into the parking lot and remember where I parked my car, and remember the walk into the stadium. And there's so many wonderful memories. Of course, you know, when I got hurt in that stadium too. I mean, it's like my my career started there, my career ended there. Mm. And so for me, you know, to be able to do it again, it's the start of a fresh new beginning. But I don't think of it for me, JT. I think of it for the young players that we have, that they're going to have a sense and they're going to get a chance to take a step back in history. No matter what the stadium looks like, no matter how it's constructed, it's still on some hallowed ground as far as I'm concerned. And, you know, you're walking on hallowed ground where the fans were absolutely such a huge part of what we were able to accomplish as a football team, as a city, as an organization. I just had a chance. Coach Gibbs has a Youth for Tomorrow dinner coming up. But I was with Doug, Rip, Joe, and myself. We just did a call yesterday. And I'm telling you, we were telling stories and we were laughing and we were having the best time. And so much of it was there. It was at that stadium that all these wonderful things occurred to us. But I hope the city council gets as excited as I am for us to be able to go home.
I'm with you on that.
Absolutely,
Joe.
Man. It's an exciting time. It seems like there's so much momentum and optimism. And of course, you know, there are a lot of things to consider. The city does need to get the best deal they can. And you gotta think beyond just the stadium and make sure there's parks and shopping and affordable housing.
Sure.
I just believe in
it can be done.
What it can do for, you know, the eastern part of the city and just for the whole. I think this can be both a city thing specifically and an entire DMV thing if it's done correctly.
Yes.
And I think that's think about what these guys have been able to accomplish in less than 2 years.
Yeah.
I'll bet on them.
Hell yeah.
I am too. I totally agree with you, JP. I mean, the visions, the dreams, you know, dreams and visions and hopes and wishes and, you know, whatever, you know, the things that the fans were looking for are coming full. And that's the thing I hope that the city considers is the people who've supported this franchise through the really great times and the really struggling times. And now we're turning the corner to come back. To throw cold water on this fire would really dampen spirits for a lot of people. So, I mean, you keep the flame burning. You know, keep the excitement and the enthusiasm. We accomplished stuff last year that we hadn't seen in forever. We have a terrific young football team, a terrific young – not only do we have a young, great quarterback, but a terrific young man.
Totally.
And this is the thing that I constantly talk about with Jaden is, yes, his athleticism is exceptional, and we see a lot of guys with exceptional athleticism. But he's such a great young man. I mean, the things that he's done, the things that he's doing in the city, the leadership quality that he has, the work ethic that he has, you know, the want not to be good, to be great, but not for himself, but for the city and the football team. I mean, it's special. I mean, we're back at a very special time. You know, Mitch and I, we were very fortunate. Mm-hmm. You know, we lived it. Now he and his teammates and the coaches and everybody that are fans of the Commanders get a chance to live it again.
Joe, well said, man. And seriously, the video was out just beyond great and really cool that you were involved in that.
Yeah, it was.
Thank you. Did you say you shot 44 the other day?
I did. Tidy little nine holes.
Well, was it nine? I thought you quit after six. I'm sorry.
Nah, man.
Joe's
working.
We got to get him to work on the damn pitching wedge. If he get that straight, he'd be unbelievable.
It's his short game.
He liked to shank the damn pitching wedge. He hit a straight drive, shank the pitching wedge.
Don't ever say that word. Say that word.
I am the opposite of most people.
It gets blazoned in your mind if you start saying that word too much.
I know. I hit the driver well. The closer I get to the hole, the more trouble I have.
Hey, Mitch can fix that. He's a master. He's got great hands.
He doesn't like to listen, though.
Big ears doesn't listen.
Oh, that's a problem. There's the problem right there.
Joe T, thank you so much, man. Appreciate it.
You bet, guys. Take care.
Right, man. Take care.
Joe Theismann. Awesome, awesome interview. Apparently, how do you follow up an interview with Joe Theismann? Chris Russell. Let this play. This is one of these songs that, like, Cakes probably loves and CK. Like, what band is this? Like, 10 Below Rosedale? Yeah, one of these songs. Like, late 90s, early 2000s, What band? Good Charlotte? Who is this?
Unwritten Law.
Unwritten Law.
It's not a law, then.
It's true.
Not written, it's not a law.
So, Brian, I wanted to ask you something. I think you and I approach hockey as Caps fans. We're big. I consider myself a big Caps fan. Yeah. I think you do, too. They got a big game tonight, Game 5. Mm-hmm. And we talked to Neil Greenberg about it. We're going to talk to Steve Wino about it. And we wanted to talk about it right here. Now, there's one person that consistently says the world doesn't talk about hockey enough.
And then he booked the show to come on to make sure we do.
Right.
And I don't see his ass in the seat.
Looks like an empty chair to me. Chris Russell's supposed to join us. Chris Russell currently not joining us.
But he stood us up.
Did we get stood up, Landfill?
He's going to say that the traffic was bad.
Imagine being late due to traffic.
Now.
Yeah, Landfill, we were here on time.
We all made it. Traffic was bad, but we all made it. And I just happened to look on my phone. I thought I'd give it a look-see where traffic is bad.
Did he text you?
No, he called you, right, Landfill?
And what did he say?
It doesn't even look that bad. Right.
What did Rooster say?
Unless he's oddly coming from Rockville or something, like where he lives out your way, which is generally 66 to the Beltway.
Yeah.
Looks pretty clear. Just saying.
He may be trying to avoid every aspect of paying any fee.
Now, we believe we're going
to. Well, all those things are over coming to the city.
Yeah. I don't know. We believe we're going to get Rooster here in a few minutes. So we're going to zag here. White Brian was trying to get here this morning, and apparently his Metro train caught on fire. White Brian, are you okay?
Yeah, it wasn't my train. It was the station in Cleveland Park. It's just on fire.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. I used to live right there.
Jeff, tell him that's what you told him already, Jeff.
Well, perhaps more importantly, though, White Brian today agreed to let one of us cut his hair.
Yeah, me.
Yeah. Where do we stand on Brian cutting Brian's hair?
I have scissors.
He has scissors.
I really need just give me some clippers as well.
I still think I'd rather just get it cut professionally.
This is a professional fool.
Yeah, B. Mitch is a professional football player.
I'm a professional hair cutter. Got a license.
They give out license for that?
No, you pay for it, and you go through a little class.
Hold on. Do you just pay for it, or do you have to, like, pass a test?
I say you go through a class. I didn't just say just pay for it.
They do give out licenses.
You just say you got the biggest damn ears in the world. You can't hear nothing.
You said you pay for it, you have to take a class.
I said I
paid
for it and took a class. Yeah, your tests come in the class after the class. That's the end of it.
B. Mitch claims he has a professional barbershop license.
My daughter does too. Maya has one. She's for the women. I'm
for
the men.
Yo, hold up. Is she an actual cosmetologist? Isn't that actually what that is?
Yeah.
There you go.
She has it. But you say cosmetology when we're talking about
like the stars,
like your sign and all that,
yeah,
which is totally wrong.
Yeah, because it's all made up. White Brian, Brian Mitchell is related to an actual cosmetologist. You won't let him cut your hair?
I'll think about it,
Brian. I'm telling you, I could do better than whoever's been doing it. That comb over.
Yeah, what is your current comb over look?
A comb
it's not
over.
Like you got something.
Brian
good
has
cooking.
A comb forward. Landfill, am I right?
It's kind of just me giving up on it. It's been a while since I got my hair cut.
If you gave up on it, it'd be bald. Like
if you're
mine.
Giving up, let B. Mitch cut
let
it.
Let me get you right then. No, I think you'll look good with a bald head, dog. Or a mohawk.
Mohawk.
But see, if you got to keep that thing straight, man. In the front.
Nah, you know what the kids are into now is like the mullet. You like shave the sides and just
I'm even seeing brothers get that.
Really?
Yes.
That's I've wild. Had a mullet. I've been bald.
Ron Jaworski's son-in-law has one of those.
Has a mullet.
Yeah.
I think we should
do this. You saw it when we went that was Amit with me when we were in Arizona.
Yeah, I didn't go to the cigar party.
Yeah, he had the
I thought you were going to say he was there.
It was 2 years ago in Arizona.
I didn't go to that. I thought you were going to say he was there the night of your party in New Orleans, and I was going to tell you, I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
Well, that was the night you wouldn't let me walk home.
Yeah, I damn sure would. I didn't want J.P. Finley found in a car. No, I wouldn't let that happen.
Dog, all right, I got to tell you about something. We don't usually do much movie talk on this program. I find it pretty annoying, frankly. So when I wanted last night, the basketball, maybe it was the hockey, one of the two sports was on like HBO on Max. Did you notice that? I wanted to watch the end of, I think it was Hurricanes Devils because it went into double OT or whatever. And I said into my remote, Hurricanes Devils.
Uh-huh.
And it launched Max, which is like HBO's streaming option, which I find super annoying. I can't just watch it, but whatever. So I watch the end. It gets over. And then I exit out of that, but it put me on to HBO. Mm-hmm. What is now called Max, but like the original HBO channel. It's 300 on my cable, right? There was a movie on that caught my attention pretty quick. I'm not going to lie to you. Have you heard of Baby Girl?
No.
Has anybody heard of this movie, Baby Girl? Landfill, Jeff? It's hard to describe what is happening in this movie. I just Googled it so I could tell you what it says on IMDb, B.
I'm trying to find out too, Jay.
It's an erotic thriller. A high-powered CEO puts her career and family on the line when she begins a torrid affair with her much younger intern.
Yeah, as soon as I look at the trailer, I can tell it's something like that happened.
Well, Doug, I got into this movie right as the torrid affair was launching. Like, my TV went from hockey to Nicole Kidman's butt in like 6 seconds.
That would keep you.
It's a nice butt.
Yeah.
But like, dog, this movie is nuts. I don't know what's going on in it. And
You watched the whole movie, you don't know what's going on?
I watched like 20 minutes, and then I just had to get out of there.
You got scared? Thought it was going to draw you in?
It was odd, dog. You know, at one point, this dude has like a mental hold on Nicole Kidman, right?
So it's a mental hold?
Well, he's got a lot of holds. There were a lot of holds. Chokeholds. There was all sorts of holds. Dude, at one point, so they have this like hotel suite because obviously she lives at home with her family and she can't have this weirdo kid there. He's sitting in a chair fully clothed, like a suit almost. She's in a bathrobe. This is weird S. He pours a bowl of milk on the ground and makes her crawl over and drink it up like she's a cat.
They're role playing.
Dog, it was weird. That's when I was like, I got to change it.
That's called role playing, huh, Landfill?
I'm telling you, if you're watching sports and then Baby Girl comes on out of nowhere, prepare yourself.
I don't watch all that.
I'm telling you,
just go to my channel I want to watch and I'm stuck on it. I was watching NBA last night. I clicked on to NBA. And it has 7 channels where you can find different stuff, and I watch NBA.
Your cable, you have super cable. I don't know what you have.
Yeah, you need to get that.
For me, man, I just wanted to watch some puck. Quick look around.
The name of your cable is Erotica.
Maybe. Quick look around the NHL. Toronto lost last night. I thought they would knock that series out. The Senators look good. Toronto seemed kind of disinterested, and they were playing at home. It was kind of a surprise. So now that the Battle of Ontario is going back to Ottawa, Leafs Lightning, I think is tonight. Caps Canadiens is obviously tonight. Yep. Carolina closed out the Devils last night. Out West, I didn't stay up late for all this, but Edmonton beat the Kings and Vegas beat the Wild. So Edmonton's up 3-2. Vegas is up 3-2. Dallas is up 3-2. Jets Blues is tonight. That series is tied at 2-2. Remember, even if the Caps win tonight, they can't start the next round of the playoffs till all of these first round series are over, including these Western Conference joints that sure seem like they're going to go 7. So,
hey, Devon in Rockville, he wants to find out what that movie is.
Yo,
he asked, hey, big bro, ask JP what's that movie on?
Dude,
Max, HBO.
It's called Baby Girl, all one word.
Oh, he already got the name of it.
It's something, man. To everyone's, I don't know how to phrase this, but like, I only saw about 15, 20 minutes. I have no idea what happens in the beginning or the end. But
you can imagine, Jay.
I can tell you there's a 15, 20-minute period that's very hard to take your eyes off the screen. I don't know if Rooster's going to make it here. I did want to ask you, B. A lot of people keep throwing random veteran free agent edge rushers around who Washington should sign. Mm-hmm. At some point, we got to take a look at the veteran free agent edge rusher market. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch Finley. The cat dragged in. So people understand, we'll go behind the curtain a little bit here. The 106.7 The Fan clock, the top of the hour, so for our show, 10, 11, 12, 1, are our longest segments,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Then the 30 segment is a little bit shorter, and then the 45 segment is our shortest.
Yeah.
And I specifically tried to get Chris Russell for a 30 segment. Now, I know when his show starts, and a lot of times he just pops in with us for just a moment or two before his show. And, you know, I value Chris Russell's opinion on the puck. He knows his hockey. And Lord knows he tells everybody in the world how much he knows about hockey. So I tried to book Rooster for a 30 segment, and he blew us off and showed up at 1248. Hello, Chris. How do you do?
He's used to this time.
I did not blow you off. Hey. First of all, I'm used to the 1245 slot, so I kind of...
That's why I specifically said yesterday.
I know.
How about 1230?
I screwed up, but I immediately called Landfill as soon as I heard you mention that. I was like, oh, crap. Okay.
Oh, you forgot.
Whoa. So you weren't stuck in traffic, because I looked.
No, I was stuck in traffic because what you don't understand is coming up 50 in Chantilly, B knows this, it's an absolute nightmare. You can't move because of all these stupid construction trucks and cinder block trucks are not doing anything.
You forgot you were on with us at 1230.
I forgot that it was 1230 instead of 1245.
About to just jump on 28 and go to 66, it'd be quicker than going through all those lights.
B, it's just a disaster. I would admit that, but...
Would you ever forget what time you were on with the Junks or Grant and Danny?
Well, see, the Junks I can do in person. I mean, at home on the Comrex thing, so I don't have to worry about that.
You could have Comrexed in.
I tried to call in, and Landfill was like, no, we'll move you to 1245. I was like,
Landfill,
that was an executive decision made by Landfill.
Landfill don't like you.
He's a strict negotiator.
Well, Landfill doesn't like anybody.
I think that's fair. James.
Well, those two don't like each other.
I think he likes Greg, and that's the list.
When we started first working together, Landfill literally hated me. The sight of me was just
why?
Made him, I don't know. It just made him angrier and angrier. Now I think he just tolerates me.
You make me laugh. I wanted to talk with you.
Yes.
You walk in here with your WrestleMania cup and your OV Screaming Eagle sweater on.
Yep.
You got your roller bag parked outside.
Yep.
You think they close it out tonight?
I do. It looks like Alexi Protas might be back. He was
game time.
Well, yesterday. I mean, that's how they've been, you know, kind of operating. But to me, they've been able to spare him a couple of extra days here. He's been fully practicing since at least Friday. He looked sharp in the corners on some puck drills that I saw yesterday at MedStar. To me, do not mess around tonight. Come out strong like you did in games 1 and 2, taking the body, rolling all four lines, hitting everything in sight legally. Try and get yourself a 1-0 lead, maybe more. Try and build on that. Play the third period, if you can, somewhat like you did on Sunday night as opposed to the first three games. You don't have to play it as well as you did on Sunday night, and you're the better, bigger, more physical, more deeper team than Montreal, which is how I saw the series. I saw it in 6, maybe not 5, but it looks like they have an opportunity here to kind of, you know, get a little rest, get a few days rest. I heard you talking on my way into the garage about Carolina and New Jersey. Very good job by you watching Max and all that stuff last night.
You need to watch Baby Girl.
I heard about Baby Girl. I'm not watching Baby Girl. I don't need any of that.
Baby Girl is wild.
Yeah. But anyway, get it done tonight.
100% he watches.
Remember, in 2010, they were up 3-1 and head back to Montreal
for game
6.
B-Mitch said we're not allowed to talk about that S.
Ooh, sorry.
The problems at 3-1.
Don't put the bad stuff
sorry,
out there.
You know me, I'm Mr. Negative.
You are.
We know that.
So
I think that's your middle name.
Big game tonight. Now, you were in Long Island for Ovi to break the record. Yep. You go on the road unnecessarily all the time. Clearly.
You were there, too.
Right. But I was paid to go there.
Well, yeah, okay. I mean, I do a lot of things that I don't get paid for.
Well, obviously you're going to go tonight then.
No.
How can you be our official all puck right. insider so, and not go to game five?
So
Brian, are you going tonight?
Yes.
Okay. JP, are you going tonight?
Yes. Yes.
So here's the deal. I very much want to go tonight. The NHL screwed me.
Whoa. Nobody champions the
how
NHL.
The NHL, how did they screw you?
Because I thought the NFL screws you.
Well, the NFL screws me too, but once again, it comes down to scheduling. They just schedule games whenever it's convenient for them, not for the Rooster. I was free last night. I'm not free tonight.
But Rooster, this game was scheduled like
it was
three
scheduled
weeks, 4 weeks
a
ago.
Week ago, B.
No, it wasn't?
When the schedule for the series came out.
Before the playoffs really started, if they were playing in Montreal on Sunday, you knew the game was going to be Wednesday.
No, it should be Tuesday other night.
You get one more day of travel.
Why? You don't need it. Rooster, an hour flight.
Rooster, what is your problem, dog?
B, here's the deal.
What do you have
you
tonight?
You think the NHL care about you?
Right.
How hot is this date?
It's not a date. It's a date with a colonoscopy tomorrow.
Huh?
Mm. So
you screwed
for those
you.
Of you that know what a colonoscopy
you drink that stuff.
Yeah, and
but you got to do that tonight when you get home.
I know, but I'm not going to a Capital One Arena and having to drink that stuff, which is just an acid in a bottle, and then having to run to the bathroom every 20 minutes.
Well, maybe you should.
I'm not doing
you should have changed that. Because the game was scheduled.
When you get home?
You're supposed to do it like roughly about 18 hours before the
Believe
procedure.
Believe me, if you drink it tonight, by the morning, you'll be clean.
Okay, well, you I've know, maybe it. I could have done that.
I've
but,
done
you know,
it, Bruce.
I was trying to listen to the stupid doctor's orders. I hate
on.
This.
The
I
NHL's
want nothing
crazy.
To do.
The doctors
yeah.
are stupid.
Everybody
who's the smartest
sucks.
Person in the world in your eyes?
Me.
Landfill, how perfect is it that Rooster doesn't get to go to game five? Johnny Puck over here, that everybody on the planet should be watching more hockey.
I'm going to be watching.
And he's not going to game five because he scheduled a colonoscopy.
Yeah,
he's
kind of hilarious.
I scheduled a colonoscopy Bruce, 3 months ago. Landfill, how am I supposed to know
he won't
this?
Be watching it because he's going to be on the toilet the whole time.
I mean, you're probably
you're
right.
You're going to be watching the
I
walls.
I scheduled this like 3 months ago. How was I supposed to know that the NHL
the
was going to
the Caps had the best record
him,
in hockey 3 months ago.
You could have called
him
and told
him. You should have seen this one coming.
Yeah, you could have called him and told him, I have to be at work that next day. Can I move it? They probably would have done that for you. Because you're like, you're a Rooster.
Yeah, the problem is I had to also coordinate a day off from here tomorrow, so I had to find a replacement, or they had to find a replacement. So there's multiple steps here, guys.
Let me help you out, Rooster.
Listen, I'm trying to
when
do a public service.
When you take a day off, don't care about all that. That's their job.
But I'm trying to do a public service. I don't want to have the runs in the press box. I don't want to have an accident.
You interrupt people anyway in the press box every time you go to one. Am I right?
I'm the nice...
Either you show up late as hell, making noise.
B, I'm the nicest guy I know. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, no, but all that
is. I am Petey Popular in the press boxes.
Petey Pop, mother... Oh!
Anyway, Caps will win tonight. They'll take care of business. Off to round two, get a couple of days off against Carolina.
What has been the reaction to the RFK news on your program?
A lot of people are, you know, I have some more of the old guard, so they're certainly excited, but I would say they were mad at me for raising potential pitfalls and problems, which I think is responsible. So I would say they're happy overall. I heard a lot about, it'll be easy to get in and out of. That's the last thing I'm worried about. I mean, sure, there'll be some traffic.
The
first thing I'm worried about is, the D.C. Council approving this thing because they're all talking a tough deal. And the second thing I'm worried about is PSLs because PSLs are going
to
be ridiculous.
Do you
they're
going
to turn
for
off a lot of people.
No, they won't.
You don't think so?
I'll guarantee you.
You don't think, the tailgate heads are going to be upset?
I saw him on TV yesterday saying he was going to be upset. But you know what tailgate said? At the end of the day, he's going to get his damn seat, which means he's going to pay it.
Maybe.
A lot of people are going to be mad. But you know what? There's going to be some people that's going to be mad, and then they're going to move on, and somebody ain't going to be mad, and they're going to move in. But did you ever read the actual thing that came from Congress?
Which thing? The thing that we were handed on Monday?
No, the one that they passed the 100-0, where they said, number one thing, this is for them to make a decision and things to be built. Number one was stadium.
I'm totally in favor of that. I saw you mixing it up on yelling at somebody on Instagram.
I just asked the woman one question. Yeah. I said they're invested in the city. Hell no. A lot of other people replied to her though. Over 14,000 views on it. But delay. I just said, do you not see what they're doing?
Yeah. I'm totally in favor of the project.
You gotta go. We gotta go.
All right, love you guys.
Rooster don't like going this show.
Thanks for being late and not coming to the game.
Thanks
tonight.
For having me. I appreciate you guys.
That's the official hockey insider for the Bubich and Finley program. Chris Russell not going to Game 5. When we come back, David
Angelo
Aldridge.
Cataldi.